जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन सज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन सज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा पंचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। जय विष्णु भारत परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 Chapter 24, entitled The Philosophy of Sankhya, Text 5. Tamoraja Satvam Iti Prakritirabhavan Gunah Maya Parokshya Pramanaya. पुरुषानुमतेन च तमोरजः सत्वम् इति प्रकृते अभवन् गुणा मया प्रक्षभ्यमानाय पुरुषानुमतेन च तमोरजः सत्वम् इति प्रकृते अभवन् गुणाः मया प्रक्षभ्यमानायः पुरुषानुमतेन च। तमः इग्नोरेंस, रजः पैशन, सत्वम गुडनेस इति दस प्रकृते फ्रॉम नेचर अभवन became manifest. Gunah, the moods. Maya, by me. Prakshobhyamanaya, who was being agitated. Purusha, of the living entity. Anumatin, in order to fulfill the desires. Cha, and. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When material nature was agitated by my glance, the three material modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, became manifest to fulfill the pending desires of the conditioned souls. Purport. The Lord cast His glance over material nature to remind her that the conditioned souls have not worked out their chain of fruitive activity and mental speculation, and that creation is therefore again necessary. The Lord desires that the conditioned souls get the opportunity to become Krishna conscious in love of Godhead by understanding the futility of life without the Lord. The modes of nature arise after the glance of the Lord and become inimical to one another, each mode attempting to conquer the other two. There is a constant competition between birth, maintenance and annihilation. Although a child desires to take birth, the cruel mother may desire to kill the child through abortion. Although we may desire to kill the weeds in the field, they stubbornly take birth again and again. Similarly, we often desire to maintain our physical status quo, but still deterioration sets in. Thus, there is a constant competition among the modes of nature, and by their combinations and permutations, the living entities try to enjoy innumerable material situations without Krishna consciousness. The word Purushanu Maten indicates that the Lord sets the stage for such material futility so that the conditioned soul will eventually come back home, back to Godhead. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Paridhanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Namo Hare Rama Nam Ramo Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I would like to speak the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas, especially all the Varishtha Vaishnavas. Just before the class, the meeting of Varishtha Vaishnavas has been announced. So many Varishtha Vaishnavas have gathered today. I especially seek the blessings of all the senior devotees to be able to speak something meaningful. So there are 10 topics discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visarga cha sthanam poshanam utaya manvantari shanukatha nirodho mukti rashreya. The subject matter of 11th canto is mukti, liberation. I was talking to a group of students at Eco Village and I asked them a question. I said, how many of you want liberation? And they were not sure because they have heard that there are a number of verses that deride liberation. Especially I had told them the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was one of the greatest scholar, one of the greatest proponent of liberation. But later when he became a devotee by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he changed one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes the Lord as Mukti Pade, and he made it Bhakti Pade. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected to that, he said, no, you should not change the verse. But then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Mukti Shabd Kahite Mane Hai Ghrinatras, Bhakti Shabd Kahite Mane Hai Ta Ullas. He said, when I say the word Mukti, my heart is filled with some kind of distaste, Ghrina. I just dislike this word so much. So Tras, and it's a dreadful word to me. So just imagine Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is one of the great Vedantists, great Vedic scholar, he's saying this word mukti is a distasteful and a dreadful word. Just when I say mukti, in my heart there is some ghrina, there is tras. And when I say bhakti, oh, great joy. Great joy fills my heart. Bhakti shabd kahite mane hai ta ullas. Very joyful word. Therefore I made that correction. And of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him that this is not the right way to just, you know, edit the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. There is another meaning. So this past time we had discussed. So I asked this group of students, so how many of you want to be liberated? There was hardly any hands up. Okay, Hare Krishna, there is a hand up over there. Yes, so one of the students did raise the hand and I asked him, okay, so what do you want? Why do you want? He said, I want to be liberated from the material existence, from the material conceptions. Right? From the material bondage. And actually, there's nothing, there's good. It's a good aspiration. You want to be liberated from the material bondage. What binds us to the material world? Three ropes. Three invisible ropes. What's that? The three invisible ropes of the modes of material nature. The Prakriti binds us. The Prakriti is Gunmayi. It has three ropes which we can't see, but that govern our behavior, that govern all our activities. Actually, we are not free to act the way we want. There was a chain smoker. Someone told him, look, smoking is very injurious to health. He said, I know. I have given up smoking many times. It means a person is again and again bound to pick it up again. We are not free. The three modes govern our behavior. So we are bound by the three modes, these three gunas of Prakriti. And we should liberate ourselves from the three modes. So there's nothing wrong in that aspiration of liberation. Of course, the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, that is condemned by the devotees. That's Ayujya Mukti. But otherwise, we should liberate ourselves from the bondage of material existence, and in that state of liberation, bhakti actually begins from the state of liberation. So, Krishna also talks, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. You should rise above these modes, break free from the bonds of modes of material nature. Again, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Devi Haesha Gunamai Mamamaya Durattaya Mamevaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. So, this material energy which binds us is Gunamai, composed of the three modes. But it's not easy to break free of these three modes. When we want to, we realize it's very difficult. Therefore, Krishna says, what's the way we can break free from these three modes? Mam eva ye prapadyante. Those who surrender to me, I help them. Mayam etam tarantite. I will help that person break free these modes, to cross over, to transcend the modes of material nature. So, Gaurang Prabhupada was once describing that there are two major obstacles in the process of surrender. Krishna is saying, Mam eva ye prapadyante. You surrender to me, then by my mercy, you will become free from the bondage of three modes of material nature. You will be liberated. I will liberate you. But there are two major obstacles in the process of surrender. One is inattentive chanting. Another is inattentive dealings. So that creates actually many serious obstacles. Inattentive chanting and inattentive dealings. So if we can become a little more attentive in our chanting and a little more attentive in our dealings, especially with the devotees, then we can actually make tremendous progress in the journey of our surrender, in the path of Sharanagati. So I will briefly try to speak upon that, how we can make some progress, take some steps to improve our chanting. Because chanting the holy name of the Lord is the main process of expressing our surrender. Bhajane Ramadya Shrestha Navavida Bhakti Krishna Dite Prema Dite Dhare Mahashakti Tara Madhe Sarvashrestha Nama Sankirtan. So, among the processes of bhakti, the Navavida Bhakti, the nine processes of devotional service are the Shrestha, they are the topmost. And among the nine processes, Tar Madhya Sarva Shrestha Nam Sankirtan. The topmost among that is chanting the holy name of the Lord. So we will discuss about improving, right, taking some step, making some progress on the path of our surrender by working on our chanting. And of course within that we will also
touch upon the dealings. Right? Two things we said we have to work upon: inattentive chanting and inattentive dealing. So this is a smart age. Everything is smart. The phone is smart. The wallet is smart. It's smart money. Smart restaurants. Smart banking. Smart travel. You name anything, and there is a smart version available. Right? There are some smart beds also. When you want to get up, you set in the time, they gently shake you first. Then they shake you a little bit more vigorously. If you don't get up, then they eject you. So, it is a smart version of everything. So I thought we will discuss smart chanting. Smart chanting. So, when I first discussed with a group of devotees this smart chanting, some of them thought that smart chanting means now probably we don't need the bead bag. Right? We'll have some app, mobile phone app to chant. Or probably 2 hours of chanting can be accomplished in 1 hour. Right? Some smart way of doing, like, you don't have to stand in the queue, just click a button. Right? Don't have to spend now 2 hours, chant your 16 notes in 20 minutes, right? Or even lesser. So, some people thought smart chanting probably could make the life easy. Right? We don't have to struggle hard to chant for 2 hours and so on. So, we will discuss smart chanting today. We'll discuss 5 aspects or 5 small steps which we can take to improve the quality of our chanting. So these 5 small steps, 5 activities which we can concentrate upon, they will acronym to SMART. So these 5 small steps can actually make a big difference in our spiritual lives. So the S, the smart chanting, stands for struggle hard. Oh, just the opposite. Right? We thought smart means it would become easy. Or we have to struggle continuously to improve. You may ask the question, how long do we have to struggle to chant better? Lifelong. So there was one devotee who approached His Holiness Devamrat Swami Maharaj and he said, Maharaj, I am struggling a lot. You know, to chant, to cope up with the work pressure, family pressure, so many human conflicts. Right? So there is always a, life is not easy. So I am struggling a lot to be able to chant. And no question of reading at all. Right? I have hardly seen the books also. Right? So Maharaj said, you are struggling hard? He said, yes. He held his hand. He said, congratulations. Continue. This is the process. You are on the right track. Continue to strive, continue to struggle. And then he said, why do you see something wrong in the struggle? If we are struggling to chant or to chant better, let's, first of all, there is a struggle to even complete 16 round, right? There is a struggle. But then next level of struggle is that we struggle to chant attentively. So if we are struggling, he said, what's wrong with the struggle? Isn't life a struggle? Do we not struggle in the schools? to study, to give exams? Do the college going students not struggle? Do the businessmen not struggle and travel to make money? There are people who work from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Even devotees sometimes they have to work. They leave at 8, come back 11, 11:30. And then they are thinking, is today's round or tomorrow's round? Right? They kind of overlap sometimes. The midnight. So, there is a struggle. So Maharaj explained, well, there is a struggle in every sphere of life, so why do you see something wrong in struggling for Krishna? Struggle hard, struggle to improve your chanting. So Prabhupada, and that struggle should actually be there. We should feel a kind of dissatisfaction in the heart that I have to do something, I have to improve my chanting. So Prabhupada says that a devotee never feels satisfied with the level of his or her service. A devotee always wants to do better. Devotee always wants to do better. So whatever situation we are in, there is always a scope to do a little better, to take some small baby steps to improve. And for that we have to struggle. And chanting actually going to be a lifelong struggle. To improve the quality of chanting, we should be prepared to struggle for lifelong. There is a story of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Now Srila Madhavendra Puri is such an exalted personality that it is mentioned that when he would be absorbed in chanting, he would not realize that he has not taken his lunch and even dinner, or he has not eaten anything for the last 2 days. He would completely forget his hunger. Can you imagine that level of absorption? He would not even notice whether it is day or night, how the time is passing. He would be so absorbed. But then when the Lord asked him that I want chandan, he went all the way to bring chandan, came to Ramana, and he heard that there is a very special sweet rice which is offered to Lord Gopinath and Ramana. And then he desired. It's mentioned that Madhavendra Puri desired Ayachit Shir Prasad Alpayadipai Swadadani Taiche Shir Gopale Lagai. If I can get this sweet rice, Ayachit, without asking anyone, if we need some Mahaprasad, then we find out who is the good contact, you know. If there is some counter, first of all, if there is no counter, then some pujari contact, some devotee contact, you know. We can get some special prasad. But Madhavendra Puri thought, if I can get some of this sweet rice without asking anyone, if someone comes and gives to me by his or her own motivation. Ayachit Shir Prasad Alp, not the full pot, right? Small quantity. If I get to have a small quantity of it, then I will know its taste. And I'll be able to make the same sweet rice for Gopal. It's quite interesting. He didn't thought of that, if I can find out the recipe. Right? So therefore, one symptom of expert cook is Swad Jani Taiche Shir, right? Gopale Banai. You know the taste and you make the exact same thing just by knowing the taste. So that is one of the expertise. If someone claims to be expert cook, you give something to taste and make the exact thing. So Madhavendra Puri seems was expert cook. He said, just if I can get a little bit to taste, then I will know how it has been made. And I will be able to make the same thing for my Lord Gopal back in Vrindavan. And then he became ashamed. Oh, the bhoga is still being offered. Oh no. And Kaviraj Goswami explained, he became ashamed that why did I thought of even honoring a little bit? So Kaviraj Goswami explained, it's not that he felt hunger. Sometimes we are very hungry, right? And then we see something is there and we kind of almost about to take and see, offer ho gaya nahi? I hope this has been offered, right? So while the plate is ready and thing is in the spoon just before putting, or sometimes we put it and then ask, I hope this is offered. So we are hungry and then we want to have something, but we want to make sure it is prasad. And then when we come to know it's not, then we feel a little bit ashamed. But we want to have something because we are hungry. So Kaviraj Goswami says, it's not that Madhavendra Puri felt hungry and therefore he wanted to have. Because he says, a little bit, just on the palm, and get to taste little Mahaprasad. So he was not hungry at all. He desired to taste only for the sake of service, only to serve. But still, you see how sensitive Madhavendra Puri is. We said, one of the things we said, we will also in between be discussing about how dealings, right? Attentiveness in the dealings. So in his dealing with the deities, or dealing with the devotees, how sensitive he is that although there is no intention of any, although there is no ill intention, he has the purest of all the intention, just to serve the Lord. To serve the Lord, if I can taste a little, then I can make the same. But still he considered himself a great offender. Just a small transgression, a very small transgression. But he considered himself a great offender. Premamrita tripta shuda trishna nahi bade shir icha hailata he mane apradhe. He says, here is a personality who is completely satisfied, premamrit tript. He is completely satisfied with his love for the Lord, with his service to the Lord. Shuddha trishna nahi badhe. Hunger and thirst does not impede his devotional service. Still, when he desired this sweet rice, just for the service of the Lord, but still, tahe mane aparadhe. He considered himself, I have committed a great offense. So another important observation is, Madhavendra Puri is completely indifferent to eating and sleeping. But still, right, he is completely indifferent. But still he is very cautious that if I can improve some service of the Lord, right, if I can add one more special delicacy to the Lord's Rajbhog, to the Lord's Thali, why should I not? So even at that stage where he is a Paramhamsa, completely indifferent to eating and sleeping, he wants to learn one more item to cook for the service of the Lord. There is a desire to serve better. Right? Even at the perfectional stage. Therefore Prabhupada writes that there is no saturation. There is no limit. There is no limit to how much we can improve our service. So devotee always feels he can do something better for the Lord. In our IIT Bombay, we used to have one t-shirt. And every year in t-shirt they should write some shloka, you know. Slogan. Sky is the limit. The lower limit. So that means there's no limit. There's no limit to how much you can go higher. That was the kind of slogan. So therefore, there is no limit to how much we can actually improve. So the point is that we should constantly strive, we should constantly make an effort, we should constantly struggle to improve our chanting. Now, someone may say that material life is a hard struggle, we all know. And now, you are telling us that spiritual life is also a struggle. And that too a lifelong struggle. And what about chant Hare Krishna and be happy? Right? That you told in the beginning. We thought that there will be some relief from the struggle in spiritual life. And now suddenly, spiritual life is a struggle, lifelong struggle. You're already tired of struggle in this world. And in the temple also, spiritual life also struggle. What about chant Hare Krishna and be happy? Yes, that's true, but there is a small aesthetics above that. So one devotee doctor nicely explained this statement. He said, this statement is like get admitted to the hospital, get admitted and be healthy. So you have a problem, you have a disease, you get admitted and be healthy, you will come out healthy. But the treatment is a struggle. Right? So that is implicit. One has to go through the treatment, the syringes that will pierce the body, that will give some pain. So the treatment will be a struggle. So material world is a hospital. We all are patients, we all are being cured. And there is going to be a struggle. Even in devotional service, you want to improve, serve Krishna better, it's going to be a struggle and a lifelong struggle. And we should be ready for that. I see a very sober mood. So again, some of you may say, Prabhu, subha subha aise daravani baatein kyun kar rahe hain aap, right? So we are already being harassed by struggle in the material world, very hard struggle, work pressure, family pressure, financial pressure, social pressure, pressure from all 10 directions. And our spiritual life is also a struggle. Where do we go for relief? Sukhaya karma nikaroti loko nate sukham vanya duparamam va bhuye tatato bande to bhuyo tateva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. So Vidurji is saying, sukhaya karma nikaroti loko nate sukham vanya duparamam va, that everyone wants happiness, working hard for happiness. There is a hard struggle. Hardly one gets happiness. On the other hand, the misery doesn't go away, but the misery sometimes increase. Vindet bhuyo tadeva dukham tadartra yuktam bhagavan vadena. Where is the relief? Please tell us, where is the relief? So, I don't want to discourage you. So now please hear the good news. Please hear the good news. This will bring joy to your heart. There's a great hope. What's that? That's the next stage of smart chanting. Right? We discover the struggle, that we have to struggle to improve. But if we struggle in the right mood, then Krishna is there with us in the struggle. And He makes the struggle joyful. So now Krishna is there with you. Right? Now you have to cheer up. You don't have to feel morose. in our struggle, if Krishna is there with us, then we will always be victorious. And the struggle will also be a great joy, a great ecstasy. If we struggle in the right mood. So the smart chanting, S is for that we have to struggle to improve, but in the right mood. What should be the mood? Any guesses? Tanadpi shuni chena, great. Surrender. Okay. Gratitude. You want to say gratitude? Gratitude. Good. Pleasure for Krishna. The mood to give pleasure to Krishna. Right. So all this, whatever you all contributed, the gratitude, pleasure to Krishna, Atanada Pishuni Chena, there was more contribution. Okay, the mood as per the Shastras. So the mood the Shastras explains is that we should be in the mood of a servant. Mood of a servant. Servant wants to please the master. Servant is grateful to the master. Right? And servant, by nature, the servant has to be humble and tolerant. So all the your contributions can be clubbed together in the mood of a servant. And if you see, how does Prabhupada explain the meaning of Mahamantra? We are talking of chanting, smart chanting. What does Prabhupada say? Mahamantra, our chanting Mahamantra is like a prayer. We have to chant in a prayerful mood. What is a prayer? O all attractive Krishna, O all merciful Hare, Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service, in your loving devotional service. So the word service comes. That means our chanting or any activity in devotional service has to be in the mood of a servant. It's quite striking that Prabhupada didn't translate bhakti as just devotion. He made it very explicitly stated devotional service. That means all the activities of bhakti has to be carried out in the mood of a servant, as a service. So therefore, we have to chant in the mood of a servant. So if we cultivate the mood of being a servant of the holy name, and even more important is that we cultivate the mood of being servant of the Lord's devotees. If we cultivate that mood, not just that mood, but we actively live that life, we live a life of service to the devotees, then Krishna is there with us. So I like to narrate a story, from small story from Chaitanya Charitamrit. Sai Kshetre Rahe Ek Vaishnava Brahman Devalaya Asi Kare Gita Avartan. So this is the month of book distribution. We celebrated Gita Jayanti. So here is the story of a person who is trying to read Bhagavad Gita. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is touring South India and he comes to Rangkshetra. And Sai Kshetre Rahe Ek Vaishnava Brahman, with a devotee Brahman, Devalaya Asi Kare Gita Avartan. He would come to the temple of Lord Ranganath and there is ample space. Even our yatra, when we last time we went 2010, I guess, to Sri Rangam, 3,000 to 4,000 devotees were in a small corner of the temple. Right? Ranganath temple is so big that 3,000 to 4,000 devotees can just be in a small corner of the temple. And there is still much ample space. It's such a huge temple, Sri Rangam. So this Brahmana is sitting in one of the corners of Lord Ranganath's temple and trying to read Bhagavad Gita. Ashtadash adhyaye pade anando aveshe ashuddha pade na loka kare upahase. He would read all the 18 chapters daily. We also do Gita recitation at homes, a team of devotees headed by Mukund Mala Prabhu, Radesh Lal Prabhu, Prem Kishore Prabhu, Radhaji Prabhu, many others, Gaurvilas Prabhu. They all go to different devotees' houses and recite Bhagavad Gita. 18, all the Ashtadash Adhyay, all the 18 chapters. So this Brahmana, and they take 2 hours, around 2 hours. 2 hours, they recite 18 chapters, and those are not used to recitation, they have to struggle hard, which sloka they are reciting. By the time you figure out, they are on the next verse. Right? It's hard to keep pace with the recitation, if you ever have experience. But this Brahmana would recite from morning till evening. He would take the whole day to recite 18 chapters. Because he was not so learned in reciting. Ashuddha padhen, he would stammer, find it very difficult to recite Sanskrit verses. Many of us can relate to Sanskrit verses not so easy to recite. It's difficult recitation. So he's reciting all the 18 chapters, Sanskrit shlokas, and stammering, he's not very literate. He has some understanding, therefore mentioned Ashuddha padhen. And he was mispronounced many words, as we also do, right? Sanskrit words. So he was stammering, he was mispronouncing, and people were laughing at him. Now, that was a time when most of the people were quite learned in Sanskrit. So they would joke, they would say, everyone should come and hear this great recitation. A new scholar is born in Rangakshetra. Let everyone come and... So they were upahas, they were cutting jokes. Keha ha se keha ninde taha nahi mane. Someone is laughing, someone is ridiculing. Taha nahi mane. He did not bother himself with that. Is it easy? If you are reading something and someone says, look at this scholar. Someone just remarks critically. You can't turn a page for next 1 hour. You will think, why did he say so? What does he mean? Does he think himself to be a big scholar? He wants to make fun of me? What right that person has? Your mind will not allow you to read the entire day, sometimes days together. You see, if anyone critically, makes a joke, and you try to do something sincerely, and someone cuts a remark, that pierces the heart. You can't turn the page now. Your mind will be just again and again thinking, a small remark. And people are here ridiculing him, laughing at him. Keha ha se keha ninde taha nahi mane. But he did not bother himself. How was it possible? Because he was absorbed. Avishth haiya Gita pade anandit mane. He was struggling to read Gita and Krishna was there with him in that struggle. So his guru had instructed. His guru told him, you read Bhagavad Gita daily, all the 18 chapters. And this fellow is not a scholar, he is almost illiterate, but a little literate. But his guru ordered him. And he is now struggling to fulfill the order of his guru. And because he is doing that, Krishna is there with him. Therefore, he is feeling the presence of the Lord in that recitation of Gita. And he is so absorbed that he didn't have to bother at all. So remember, it's a very important lesson we get. If we can find some spiritual absorption, it will help us to deal with the problems. The problems won't become so heavy upon us. It will become quite easy to deal with the botheration of this world if we can find some absorption in either our chanting or our reading, our service to the devotees, right? In any of the Navavidha Bhakti, you can find a little absorption. This person is absorbed. Therefore, he didn't bother. He continued to come. Didn't even change the place. Next day probably he should go in some other corner. You know, people are bothering me. I should find a secluded corner. He would just come and sit the same place every day and read. People would laugh and ridicule. But he would continue reading. And he was feeling great happiness, great joy, which was visible on his face. He was radiating joy in his reading of Bhagavad Gita. And one day, while on his tour, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to pass by. He is visiting Sri Rangam and he is coming to take darshan of Lord Ranganath. And then Mahaprabhu sees, here is a person who is reading Bhagavad Gita and he is very joyful. The Lord is very attracted. Right? If you see someone who is very happy, very joyful, you say, what makes you so happy? Right? Please share. My life is miserable. And we would like to know. Mahaprabhu puchhi latare shuna mahashay. O great personality. Kaun arth jani tomar et sukh hoy. Which words can you please tell? Which words are you reading? Which verse of Gita is giving you so much happiness? Or which explanation, right? What kind of kaun arth? Please explain which verse of Gita, which commentary, which kind of understanding is giving you so much of joy. Will you please share your joy with me? And now please hear the answer of this Brahmana. Viprakahe murkhayami shabdartha na jani. He said, I am a fool. I don't know any meaning of any words. We can relate. And when we read through the verses of Bhagavad Gita, how many of us can just understand just by reciting the verse is the meaning? Many of us can relate. I can relate. Viprakahe murkhayami shabdartha na jani. Shuddh Shuddh Gita Padi Guru Agya Mani. I am just reading Bhagavad Gita because my Guru has instructed me. I don't know the meaning. Is it? What gives you so much joy? Then the Brahmana further explains that while I am reading Bhagavad Gita, I am seeing Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna. He has held the ropes in his hands. In another hand, he is holding a whip. And he has a dark, very beautiful complexion. His curly hair are smeared with the dust. And he is looking extremely beautiful. You have seen the photograph on the Bhagavad Gita page. No, this Brahmana didn't have that photograph and looking at the photograph. He was reading the verses. And that image of the Lord driving, being a Partha Sarathi, he was constantly visualizing that within his mind. And he would feel great happiness, great ecstasy in that vision. The Lord was making himself visible. He was coming to his vision. He says, as long as I am reading, Yavat padhunta vatman tar darshan. Ei lagi Gita paath na chhade mora man. As long as I am reading that beautiful chavi, that beautiful image of the Lord comes in front of my eyes. Therefore, I can't put the Gita down. I am so happy to read this Bhagavad Gita. Because he is experiencing the Lord in his recitation of Bhagavad Gita. And what does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him, प्रभु कहे गीता पाठे तुम्हारा ही अधिकार. यू अलोन आर द राइट पर्सन टू रीड भगवद गीता. यू आर द परफेक्ट स्कॉलर ऑफ भगवद गीता. सो दिस इज लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु. ही मेक्स इलिटरेट पर्सन एज अ ग्रेटेस्ट स्कॉलर ऑफ भगवद गीता. तुम्ही से जाना ए गीतार अर्थ सार. यू अलोन हैव अंडरस्टूड द मीनिंग ऑफ भगवद गीता. जस्ट इमेजिन इलिटरेट पर्सन एंड लॉर्ड इज सेइंग यू अलोन अंडरस्टैंड भगवद गीता बिकॉज यू आर स्ट्राइविंग हार्ड. यू आर स्ट्रगलिंग हार्ड टू कैरी आउट द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ योर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. देयरफॉर कृष्णा इज देयर विद यू इन दैट स्ट्रगल एंड देयरफॉर यू आर जॉयफुल. सो देयरफॉर अ मूड ऑफ द सर्वेंट. मटीरियल लाइफ इज अ स्ट्रगल बट दैट स्ट्रगल विल डिसअपॉइंट अस ऑलवेज. विल बी फ्रस्ट्रेटेड. That struggle will always lead to frustration. No matter even if you achieve success, gradually it will become frustration. But in spiritual life, struggle will become joyful if we have that right mood. Because Krishna will be with us. The Lord will be with us in that struggle. So this Brahmana, he experiences the Lord. Once Sidholi Nidhadana Swami Maharaj, he handed the one capsule to Shyamananda Prabhu. So Maharaj gave Shyamananda Prabhu one capsule. And he said, Shyamananda Prabhu, you know, chanting without service attitude is like this capsule. Shyamananda Prabhu, he himself is a big scholar. But he said, I didn't understand. What do you mean? Chanting without service attitude is like this capsule. And then Maharaj said, open up this capsule. He opened up the capsule. There was no medicine. So it was a vitamin, the vitamin B complex capsule. And there was no medicine. It was just a hollow cover. And then Maharaj made a point that chanting without service attitude is like this hollow capsule. There are no vitamins. So the vitamin B, the vitamin of blessings, right? B stands for blessings, are missing if there is no service attitude. The blessings of the Lord, the blessings of the devotees, is that active principle which help us to advance in spiritual life. So we should actively cultivate this mood of a servant, being a servant of the Lord, being a servant of the devotees. This is again another beautiful story of Lord Varadraj. Lord Varadraj, now we know the Varadraj temple. I think millions of devotees visited Lord Varadraj because Lord Ati Varadraj, he had manifested from the Sarovar, and millions of devotees are visiting. So this is the story of Lord Varadraj. Kanchipurna is a servant of the Lord. And there is another pujari who assists Kanchipurna in service. So one day this pujari, he tells, and Lord is, you know, because Kanchipurna is serving the Lord so affectionately, so purely, the Lord often talks with Kanchipurna. He reveals his heart to Kanchipurna. So actually the deities, they can reciprocate with our prayers, with our feelings. They can talk to us. So the Lord Varadraj, he talks to Kanchipurna often. And this is well known in Kanchipuram. So this pujari who assists Kanchipurna, he tells Kanchipurna, will you ask the Lord that when will I return to Vaikuntha? When will I return to the Lord's abode? Kanchipurna said, okay, fine. So Kanchipurna serves the Lord and Kanchipurna said, my Lord, the pujari wants to ask, pujari who assists me, he wants to know when he is going to return to Vaikuntha. Lord says, after this lifetime, he'll come back to Vaikuntha. And Kanchipurna conveys to the Pujari, and Pujari is in great ecstasy. Right? After this life, I'm going back to Lord's abode, to Vaikuntha. Then Kanchipurna thinks, he becomes a little curious. He said, I will also ask the Lord for myself. Right? When you hear something, news like this, you hear someone has won a jackpot, I can also try, you know, my luck. So Kanchipurna decides, I will also ask the Lord, when am I going to return to Vaikuntha? So then he asks the Lord. Next day he serves the Lord, and then after the service is over, he said, my Lord, even I have the same question. When am I going to return to Vaikuntha? Lord says it's going to take some time, some lifetime. And he is surprised. He said, but the Pujari who assists me, he is going to come back to you so fast. Well, you are supremely independent. I am not questioning your decision. Right? But will you please explain the reason for this? Right? You are independent. You can do whatever you like. You can make me stay here for as many lifetimes as you want. But you please explain the reason that the Pujari who assists me, he is going to go to you after this life, and I am going to take some lifetimes, and some could be, I don't know, right? Indefinite. Some lifetimes. So Varadra says, look, you are my servant, you serve me purely, and I'm reciprocating with you, I'm talking to you. But this Pujari serves you, my devotee. You haven't yet served my devotee. When you become a servant of my devotee, then you will become qualified to come to Vaikuntha. So Lord Krishna, he says himself, Yo me bhakta jana partha, na me bhaktaschate janaha. Those who are my devotees, I actually don't consider them to be my devotees. Yo me bhakta jana partha, na me bhaktaschate janaha. Mad bhakta nam cha ye bhakta, te me bhakta tama mataha. Those who are devotees of my devotees, they are my best devotees, they are my actual devotees. So in this way, the Lord Varadraj, he solidly establishes that so many of my devotees will actually be blessed by me, and I will bring them to my abode. You have to still serve my devotee. Lord Varadraj tells Kanchipurna. So when we are struggling to serve the devotees, the Lord's blessings are there, and that makes our struggle a great joy. So there is, you don't have to be disappointed in this struggle. This is a great, to struggle in spiritual life, to struggle to serve, is actually a source of great ecstasy, a source of great bliss, source of great joy. Smart chanting. So we have to struggle in the mood of a servant. The third stage, the third step is we have to struggle in the association. A stands for the association. Punascha bhuyad bhagavate anante. Punascha bhuyad bhagavate anante ratir prasangas. Tatadashayeshu. What is the term? Mahatsuyamyam upayami sristim maitriyastu sarvatra namo dijibhya. So this is by Parikshit Maharaj. Punascha bhuyad, he says, I may have to come back again and again to this material world, a place of struggle, but I want to have attraction towards hearing and chanting about you in the association of your devotees. Mamuttama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre bhramata sukarmabhi. Again Vritrasura, he prays that Mamuttama shloka janeshu sakhyam while I struggle hard in the cycle of birth and death, may I have friendly association with your devotees. Bhaktim mahu pravahatam tvai me prasango huyat ananta mahatam amalashayanam. Dhruv Maharaj prays, Prahlad Maharaj prays. If you see the prayers of all the great souls in Bhagavatam, they have prayed that may we glorify you, may we hear and chant about you in the association of your devotees. So the association of the devotees makes the struggle not just easy but also joyful. The Lord Himself prescribes, Satam prasangan mama virya sambido bhavanti hritkanna rasayana katha. Satam prasangan, please hear my narration in the association of my devotees. So in the association of devotees, there is like a synergy effect. Synergy effect is 1 and 1 becomes 11. Right? That's a synergy. Synergy effect. In the association of devotees, when we come together, hear, chant and glorify, the Lord is extremely pleased. And everyone receives 10x blessings. Right? 10 times the blessings. Then it would be ordinary. We are hearing, chanting alone. But we are in the association of devotees, it much more. Because each devotee is calling for the Lord, 1 and 1 becomes 11. And everyone gets that benefit. So, the association of the devotees. It said that Kali Yuga has many faults. Kalo dosh nidhe rajan, asti haye ko mahan guna. Kirtana dev krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. There is a great good quality of Kali Yuga that just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can transcend all material miseries and obtain the supreme destination. And in the same section of Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, 5th chapter, it is explained. Another great advantage of Kali Yuga is we have the association of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is not available. Or even the devotee association to hear and chant. Because in other yugas, devotees are there, but there is no Sankirtan. There are no festivals of Sankirtan, where the devotees come together and glorify. Each one go in their own corner, in the Himalayas, have their kutir and do meditation. Right? So that association to hear, chant and glorify the Lord is not available in other yugas, that is available in Kali Yuga. So it is described that there are some sages, Kalim Sabha Jante Arya Gunakya Sar Bhagina. There are some sages who know this essential quality of Kali Yuga, that, and they worship the sage and they wait for the sage for millions of years, wait desperately for the sage so that they can perform Sankirtan in the association of the devotees. They want to come in Kali Yuga. Right? We are thinking, oh, Kali Yuga is the worst age, so much harassment from all directions. But those who are wise sages, those who can see the truth deeply, gunagya, sar bhagina, those who can see the truth and distill the truth, they see this advantage superseding all other ages. And they want to come in Kali Yuga to perform Sankirtan in the association of the devotees. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanand Rai many questions. One of the questions is, Shreya Madhya Kona Shreya Jivera Hai Sar. Among all the benefits, Shreya, what is the most essential, the highest benefit a living entity can get? The highest benefit. Shriyo Madhe Kaun Shreya Jivera Hai Sar. The essence of all the benefit. Krishna Bhakta Sangha Vina Shreya Nahi Yar. Ramanand Rai says, there is no greater benefit than the association of the devotees. So actually this is one of the great advantages of Kali Yuga. The advantage that supersedes all the other disadvantages, that we have the aspiration of the devotees to hear, chant and glorify the Lord. And that association makes the struggle easy. Not just easy, it makes the struggle joyful. And we can experience the mercy of the Lord in the association of the devotees. The fourth stage of the smart chanting, R stands for we regularly hear. As Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. We should regularly hear and regularly also read Prabhupada books. Reading Prabhupada books is also actually hearing from Prabhupada directly. And it's very nourishing form of reading. Now, we may hear many videos on the YouTube, many clippings being shared on the WhatsApp. Fine, you know, and many of them are good, inspiring, motivating. That's okay, but one important aspect of hearing is reading Prabhupada books also. Right? So the regularly hearing, it includes regularly reading Prabhupada books, a very key component. We can't replace it with other forms. So if we do that, we will see that how our life is spiritually nourished, and we will have tremendous amount of inspiration by reading Prabhupada books. We will find Prabhupada speaking to us personally. We will find that Prabhupada giving us great hope, great encouragement in the face of difficulties. Many, many devotees have experienced that. When they read Prabhupada books, they are going through some struggle, some tough time. Prabhupada will speak to them personally through his books. So therefore, regularly reading of Prabhupada books is also very important. So herein I would just like to share a small story about, because the marathon is going on. We went for distributing Prabhupada books. So when we are distributing Prabhupada books, we are giving opportunity to many, many devotees to read Prabhupada books. Right? So we went to distribute Prabhupada books in Rudrapur, Uttarakhand, to one Birla paper mill. It's one of the biggest, largest paper manufacturing mill. And of course, the paper is recycled also. So a lot of trucks of scrap papers, old newspaper, books, magazines, they have a big yard of that. And many of these come over there. So when we went to this mill to distribute Prabhupada books, Bhagavad Gita, we met a security person. And he said, Hare Krishna. I said, Hare Krishna? Hey, how do you say Hare Krishna? And he said, I have read Bhagavad Gita. Swami Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. Where do you get Bhagavad Gita? Has there already been books being distributed here? Hamara kaun lega? Hum log idhar aa gaye, right? So I was just thinking, who is going to buy? Already someone has come, you know, some other temple may have come and distributed Gita. He said, I got one Bhagavad Gita from a scrap. Right? So, you know, some people, they just send it for scrap. But even from the scrap store, sometimes many people pick up. But from the store, it goes to a bigger store. Even in the mill, the last stage, just before being recycled, the security person saw the Gita and picked it up. Right? Everything is scrap, no one's going to bother. These are tons and tons. So he picked up the Bhagavad Gita and read Bhagavad Gita. And he was greeting us with Hare Krishna and he was appreciating. Right? So his life has been touched by. He has got a purpose, a meaning to his life. So there are many such, when we distribute books far and wide, many, many people get an opportunity to read Prabhupada books. So that's about regularly, we should regularly hear from Prabhupada, from his books. And this particular month, we can also extend that opportunity to others. The fifth part of the smart chanting, T stands for giving it a top priority. So, one devotee came to our temple and he had paneer makhan wala sabji. And he had the sub paneer makhan wala sabji, and he asked for seconds. He was a guest. We said, please have seconds. And while eating, he said, hey, हमारे मंदिर में भी ये सब्जी बनता है पनीर का, लेकिन ऐसा टेस्ट नहीं आता है. We don't get such a taste. He said, आप लोग अच्छा बनाते हैं सब्जी. He said, then he said, started saying on his own, he was just saying, he said, ये जो पनीर है उसका रेट तो हमारे मंदिर में वही है. Means we spend the same amount of money in making the सब्जी. Right? You get paneer at certain rate, we also get the paneer. And you use certain ingredients, we also use those ingredients. He said, we spend the same money, but we don't get the taste. You people also spend the same money, but you're getting such good taste. Please share the recipe. How to make this, right? Because we anyway spend money, but people don't get the taste. So, important lesson for us, we spend 2 hours anyway. But if we spend the time in the right way, then we can get maximum benefit, maximum taste. So, making it a priority to chant in the morning. Right? We have to spend the same amount of time. But just by bringing it to the priority, which is of course is not easy, we have to struggle. But remember, if we struggle, then Krishna is there with us to help. But if we struggle to make it a priority, if not all 16 rounds, some to begin with, some round we chant in the morning, and we can increase bit by bit, it will make a lot of difference. The day we have completed our chanting, we make a lot of time during the day, actually. We can do a lot in the remaining time. Otherwise, you know, it's always a struggle, right? There's always a burden on the mind to chant, and we can't do other duties properly also. But just by placing rightly, right, just having the right recipe, that means to chant in the morning, to put things rightly, first things first, as much as possible, that actually helps us to making chanting our priority. It will help us. So to summarize, we started with the three modes of material nature. Discuss that liberation. 11th canto, which we are discussing, teaches us liberation. Krishna says we can be liberated by surrendering unto Him. And the foremost process of surrender is to chant the holy names. And we discussed about the smart chanting. In this smart age, S stands for that we want to struggle, continuously struggle to improve. But if we struggle in the right mood, M stands for the mood, a mood of a servant, then the Lord is with us and the struggle becomes joyful. And further, that joy is enhanced in the association of the devotees. A stands for the association. We will be strengthened. We will get a lot of encouragement and strength by regularly hearing and reading Prabhupada books, and by keeping our chanting at the top priority, we will get the maximum benefit. जय ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि 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 बलदेव प्रभु हैज सम इंपॉर्टेंट अनाउंसमेंट्स
Hare Krishna.